And no, I haven't neglected him. I know that he hasn't preached for about three and a half months up here. But he's been a very busy man. All of it very, very good. I appreciate the work that he does. I appreciate, most appreciate, being a friend of his. I don't think there's any dearer term than to be called a friend. And I can call him a friend and sincerely mean it. I know that some of the most spiritual times of my life have been spent with my brother Bick. I think back on the times when we used to go and hold meetings in with those who were shut in on Wednesday evening, and those were some of the highlights of my life, doing that and performing that, and it was his idea, and he always arranged everything and did it so well. I do appreciate the effort, and it's a quiet effort. You never know what he's doing, but he's always doing it, whether it be in those kind of services or serving this local. You'll never know it, but he is doing it, and I do appreciate it, and I appreciate his ministry, and I particularly pay attention to the verses that he uses in his sermons. My son Terry will periodically go over to their house for something, and he'll always come back and he'll say, "That man is always reading the scriptures. Every time I go over there, that man is always reading the scriptures." He takes this work very, very seriously, and his service to you very seriously, Brother Bick.
Thank you, Steve. I do ask for an interest in your prayers tonight. I tried to write down a few things, but then I went back looking at them, and it looks like I made kind of a mess here on my paper. But some of the thoughts that have been on my mind since Steve asked me to preach have been just a couple scriptures that came to my mind during conference. And then a few that I've used, I know often, that came from a sermon when we was up visiting Diane's mother and went to her church with her that morning. And what he preached about stayed on my mind. But the first is during conference, we heard some sermons on the day and time we live in, changes in churches and changes in the world, changes in the scriptures. And we know that his scriptures don't change. His commandments don't change. And first scripture I'd like to read is in the Book of Mormon. This is one I go back to a lot when I'm reading. It's page 451 in Alma 19, verse 71. "Now the decrees of God are unalterable. Therefore the way is prepared that whosoever will may walk therein and be saved." And I know as we look around us in the world today that things have changed, are changing. I know in Diane's mother's church, they were doing things that a lot of them didn't like to try, and I think that's happening in the world, to change where it'll be agreeable to the people and not us to the scriptures to be here. And one of the scriptures that was on page 298, I like to start. And I think this, if we go back and may read it when you're home and really look at it, really is, I believe, like what's happening in churches in the world today. Now it came to pass that in the first year of the reign of Judges over the people of Nephi, from this time forward, King Mosiah, having gone the way of all the earth, having warred a good warfare, walking uprightly before God, and leaving none to reign in his stead. Nevertheless, he established laws, and they were acknowledged by the people. Therefore, they were obliged to abide by the laws which he had made. And it came to pass that in the first year of the reign of Elma, in the judgment seat, there was a man brought before him to be judged, a man who was large and was noted for his much strength. And he had gone about among the people, preaching to them that which he termed to be the word of God, bearing down against the church, declaring unto the people that every priest and teacher ought to become popular, and they ought not to labor with their own hands, but that they ought to be supported by the people. And he also testified unto the people that all mankind should be saved at the last day, and they need not fear nor tremble, but that they might lift up their heads and rejoice. For the Lord had created all men and had redeemed all men, and in the end all men should have eternal life. And it came to pass that he did teach these things so much that many did believe on his words, even so many that they began to support him and give him money and began to be lifted up in the pride of his heart and to wear very costly apparel. Yea, and he began to establish a church after the manner of his preaching. And we know that man has done this, and I think we can see that. And we know that Christ established his church, that we are part of his church. And it came to pass that he was going to preach to those who believed on his word. And he met a man who belonged to the church of God, yea, even one of their teachers. And he began to contend with him sharply that he might lead away the people of the church. But the man withstood him, admonishing him with the words of God. Now the name of the man was Gideon, and it was he who was an instrument in the hands of God in delivering the people of Libni out of bondage. And now because Gideon withstood him with the words of God, he was wroth with Gideon and drew his sword and began to smite him. Now Gideon being stricken with many years, therefore he was not able to withstand the blows. Therefore he was slain by the sword. And the man who slew him was taken by the people of the church and was brought before him and to be judged according to the crime which he had committed. And it came to pass that he stood before Elma and pled for himself with much boldness. But Elma said unto him, Behold, this is the first time that priestcraft has been introduced among this people. And behold, thou art not only guilty of priestcraft, but hast endeavored to enforce it by the sword. And were priestcraft to be enforced among the people, it would prove their entire destruction. So we see that this has happened before, of trying to change the church, his commandments, his scriptures. And as it tells us here, they are inalterable. They don't change. And I'd also like to go over to page 710. It's Book of Mormon, chapter 4, and read just maybe two or three verses here. And again, I speak unto you who deny the revelations of God and say that they are gone away, done away, that there are no revelations, nor prophecies, nor gifts, nor healings, nor speaking with tongues, and interpretation of tongues. Behold, I say unto you, he that denieth these things knoweth not the gospel of Christ. Yea, he has not read the scriptures. If so, he does not understand them. And we know that there are revelations from God, prophecies, gifts, healings. We have seen them. We have witnessed them and been part of them. And going down to the 81st verse, if there were no miracles wrought, then why has God ceased to be a God of miracles and yet be an unchangeable being? And behold, I say unto you, he that he changes not, if so, he would cease to be God. And he ceases not to be God and is a God of miracles. And that was one of the scriptures that was kind of on my mind during conference. And we, Solemn Assembly, had this little girl had this blessing in Phoenix. We know that that was a miracle. And I got looking back. Some of my own life. Know the many years that I drove, I had many things. 20 some years in Kansas City driving. Tractor trailer, I know a lot of things could have happened. Did happen, but I was made to get through them. And also when we first moved here being hurt. You know, I've kind of looked back on that. And wondered, have I really given the Lord the thanks for the great blessing I have had in that? Because I know when I got hurt, it could have very easily went the other way, but the Lord was with me and blessed me through this time. I know it was with the support of him, the support of my brothers and sisters, and my family here that helped me through this. And I believe that we have been blessed greatly in the time that we have lived here. But when I was looking at this, I just have to ask myself, is my life a testimony for the Lord of the blessings that I have received? Am I giving him all the praise and the glory in this? Am I leading my life the way I should be for him in this? In my prayer is that I am, but I'm talking about the sermon that I heard when we was in Sparta. It's one I know, I think my brother Steve has used this scripture in before, and I know I've heard it at reunion or conference. And it's in Revelation chapter 3. Starting with the 13th verse. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church of Laodicea write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. And that, when I was listening to that, I was looking at myself. And that's not the way I want to be. And I know that's not the way of any of us want to be. We don't want to be lukewarm. We want to be hot. We want to be strong before the Lord and the doing of his will, following his scriptures and commandments. We know that this time is one of the thoughts in my mind. It's been given to us as a time to prepare ourselves before him, time to be doing his work. And when I've heard somebody else say, this is our time. before him. I'd like to go over to page 109. And again, these are all scripture that I'm saying to myself. And this is chapter 6 of second book of Nephi. Starting with the 57th verse. 56th verse. But woe unto him that has all the law given, yea, that has all the commandments of God, like unto us, and that transgresses them, and that wasteth the days of his probation, for awful is his state. Oh, that cunning plan of the evil one. Oh, the vainness and the frailties and the foolishness of men. When they are learned, they think they are wise, and they hearken not unto the counsel of God. For they set it aside, supposing they know of themselves. Wherefore their wisdom is foolishness, and it profiteth nothing, and they shall perish. And I think a lot of times we may see that again in the world today. When you are learned that you think you are wise. And I always want to be able to listen to the counsel of God in my life. And I'm not wasting this time. Again, I look at myself at time and wonder if I'm doing all I can, everything I should. I'd like to also turn back to 7:12 and read just one verse. And again, I'm taking this to be counsel for me. This is Book of Mormon, again, the 4th chapter, verse 94. Be wise in the days of your probation. Strip yourselves of all uncleanness. Ask not that ye may consume it on your lusts, but ask with a firmness unshaken that ye will yield to no temptation, but that ye will serve the true and the living God. And that is my desire for myself, that I am wise in this time that we have here, that I will not yield to no temptation, but that I will depend upon my Heavenly Father in this time. And I know that we all know that we will stand before the Lord one day. It's each one of our desires to be with him, to be with him in his kingdom. I know it is our desire to be in that straight and narrow path before him that we have entered into. That we are doing the things that are pleasing before him. And I know for myself that I need to be studying and reading his scriptures more. Learning and going to him in this. But one of the scriptures I know that I read or have read quite often that really gives me comfort and help and lifting up is in John. It's all one we know by heart. I know if I don't read it, I'll make a mistake. And it's John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And I don't know what could be more uplifting to us than that. That his Son was given for us. Not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That we would come unto him. And also John in the 15th chapter. In 15th chapter, John, 7th verse. If ye abide in me And my words abide in you. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. I know each one of us has felt this love from our Heavenly Father. And I know that I have felt this love for my brothers and sisters here. And we've been blessed greatly, and that we've been able to travel to a lot of different locals. And you always feel that same love between brothers and sisters and the love that they have for the Lord. Going back to that first scripture I read, now the decrees of God are unalterable. Therefore, the way is prepared, that whosoever will may walk therein and be saved. And he has prepared us that way through the scriptures, his commandments. And one of them that gives me, again, great comfort in this is John, the 14th chapter, starting with verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way you know. To me that again should be uplifting, that he has gone to prepare a place for us. And if he has gone to prepare a place for us, he will come again to receive us. And that's my prayer, is that I am ready when he returns. And again, that's one of the thoughts was on my mind when I heard that sermon, that I am not lukewarm, but that I am strong before him. Going back to the Book of Mormon, in Alma, the 9th chapter, and the 40th and 41st verse. And then we see that death cometh upon mankind, yea, the death which has been spoken by Amulek, which is the temporal death. Nevertheless, there was a space granted unto man in which he might repent. Therefore, this life became a probationary state, a time to prepare to meet God, a time to prepare for that endless state which has been spoken of by us, which is after the resurrection of the dead. And my prayer is that I am preparing for this endless state. And I think of myself, am I ready to meet the Lord? And if I'm not, then I need to get busy. I need to get my life in order if I'm not. And on page 430, this is Alma 16th chapter, starting with the 227th verse. I would that ye would come and harden not your hearts any longer, for behold, now is the time and the day of your salvation. And therefore, if ye will repent and heart and not harden your hearts, immediately shall the great plan of redemption be brought about unto you. For behold, this life is a time to men, for men to prepare to meet God. Yea, behold, this life is a day for men to prepare to perform their labors. And again, it's the 22:29. And now I say, said unto you before, as I said unto you before, as ye have had so many witnesses, therefore I beseech you that you do not procrastinate the day of your repentance unto the end. And I go, I know it's the desire of each one is to be ready to meet the Lord. And I know last week we had a very good sermon on the importance of repentance in our lives and preparing to meet the Lord. And thinking about preparation, I happened to think of I'm not sure if it was a dream or something to Arthur Smith. And I tried to write down when he was a pastor down at Springfield in one of the Sunday school classes we down there. And it was about 1946 he had. And I'm not sure I wrote it all down right, but we are coming out of a depression. There shall be a period of prosperity in the country. We shall be given opportunity to prepare ourselves for what the Lord has for us. And I know, again, that's the desire, is to prepare ourselves before the Lord and what he has for us. And on page 250 or 452, just one verse here. Verse 84. And thus we see that there was a time granted unto man to repent. Yea, a probationary time. A time to repent and to serve God. And again, I know that is our desire, to be serving the Lord. And the thought that was on my mind when I was reading that is time to be preparing ourselves to serve the Lord here, but also for that time to serve him in eternity, where we want to be with him. And when I was thinking of these things, I had a few scriptures come to my mind that have been given to us to help us in this time. We know they're all given to help us, but these were the ones that were on my mind. And I know this one, Brother Steve, has used, and it's in Philippians, in the 4th chapter, starting with the 4th verse. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And that's so important. These things that we get, we have received from the Lord, we read and study, we're to do them. put them in our lives, follow them. And the God of peace shall be with you. And what could be greater than that? And the Lord being with us in our lives. I got just a couple more scriptures I'd like to read in Colossians. You know, this is one that I read quite often. Third Colossians. If ye then be risen, first verse, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Again, where we want to be. And to me, in this first verse, or second verse, set your affection on things above and not on the earth. To set our minds, our hearts, on those spiritual things that come from the Lord. And not the things in the earth. And 1 John, the 5th chapter. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love God. We love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. His commandments have been given to us again to lead us, to direct us. Again, it is our responsibility to be following them. For whatsoever is born of God, overcometh the world. And this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? I'd like to read one psalm. And again, I know this is one I've read in prayer meeting, the 100th psalm. Again, is what we need to be doing. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. And I believe that we do this. I know that's our desire. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. My prayer tonight would be that I may have brought a few scriptures back to our minds. Love that the Lord has for us. The time that we're living in. We know the time we're living in. And going back to that first scripture I read. Now the decrees of God are unalterable. Therefore the way is prepared that whosoever will may walk therein and be saved. And again, I know that's the desire of each one of us, that we will be walking in his ways. Thank you.